EZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Mineral and Petroleum Resources Department has confirmed a large fuel price increase for motorists this month.
Petrol 93 octane will increase by 55 cents a litre. 95 octane will increase by 52 cents a litre. Diesel 50 ppm will increase by 84 cents a litre. And 500 ppm will increase by 82 cents a litre. Illuminating paraffin at retail level will increase by 89 cents a litre. And the maximum retail price of LP gas will decrease by 57 cents per litre countrywide, except in the Western Cape.
That's the department's spokesperson, Robert Marke. Marke attributed the increase to higher oil prices due to the conflict in the Middle East between Israel and Iran.
The rand strengthened against the dollar and cushioned the prices by over 15 and 16 cents a litre. The MRP of LP gas is decreasing by 57 cents per kilogram due to lower prices of propane and butane.
Please be advised that the following story contains information about the rape of a minor and may be upsetting to young or sensitive listeners. A KZN man has begun serving a life imprisonment sentence after pleading guilty to the rape of his daughter. The 29-year-old was sentenced in the Greytown Regional Court this week. Police say the incident occurred within the Greytown Policing Precinct. KZN Police spokesperson Siyabonga Nkwanyana says the man arrived at a home where the 8-year-old girl was living with her aunt. Nkwanyana says he was under the influence of alcohol and demanded that the child sleep in his room.
The child revealed that she had been raped by her father. The case of rape was immediately opened and assigned to a dedicated detective.
To the Western Cape, members of the DA have arrived at the Cape Town Central Police Station. They will be laying criminal charges against Higher Education Minister Nombutle Nkabane, accusing her of lying to Parliament about SETA board appointments. This forms part of the DA's broader call for President Cyril Ramaphosa to act against ANC ministers accused of corruption. It's after Ramaphosa fired DA Deputy Minister Andrew Whitfield, DA Federal Chair Helen Ziller.
The deputy minister not asking him permission to go on a private trip that he didn't have to ask permission for, that is punished in the most severe terms. But serious fraud and the misleading of parliament is somehow condoned by President Ramaphosa's government. That is an enormous double standard.
And abroad, the death toll from a powerful explosion at a chemical factory in India has risen to 36. It says search and rescue operations continue for a second day today. The blast in Sagar Reddy yesterday turned parts of the building into rubble. 143 people were inside the building at the time. Industrial disasters are common in India, with experts blaming poor planning and lax enforcement of safety rules. Your top story this hour: the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Department has confirmed a massive fuel price increase for motorists this month. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.